Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. And one more quick note before we get started. This episode was recorded live at AIA Conference in Chicago at the RCAT booth under the Big Red A. So please enjoy the background noise as an added feature to this episode. Let's get to it. So who are you and what do you do?
My name is Chantal Tejada, and I am the sustainability specialist at Kingspan Insulated Panels, North America.
All right. Well, so explain what Kingspan Insulated Panels are. What are they and how do they work?
So they're metal insulation panels, and basically they help to create like the envelope for building structures. They improve energy efficiency, for example, and they're really well rated in terms of embodied carbon. We're less than our competitors and other types of insulation or walls.
What makes them low embodied carbon?
So that's an interesting question. Part of it is like the actual materials that go into it. But another part of it is the actual operations and the things that we do as part of our sustainability plan, like improving energy efficiency or procurement of renewable energy. We're also trying to get solar PV in all of our own facilities. So things like that reduce the embodied carbon in specific products. And really, we're trying to do that in any way that we can, not only for the products and the embodied carbon, but for the impact that we have as a manufacturer.
Right. So just to clarify for anybody who's listening who doesn't understand embodied carbon, it's the carbon that's created in the entire process, right, of creating the product from the very, very, very beginning of taking the materials out of the ground all the way through to delivery and installation and application, correct?
Yeah, and it's even to disposal, right? So I believe embodied carbon is about 11% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So that's a huge number if you think about it. It is the whole life cycle of a product. And eventually a building, right?
Yeah. So I want to talk about the sustainability of Kingspan. But before we do that, talk more about the product and its benefits and its features. And what makes it a product that architects should be specifying?
So there's a couple of things. Like I mentioned, energy efficiency is improved with the envelope, and the products really lend themselves to that. And there's a different type of product that you can really have depending on what you are looking for. But I would say more than anything, this is where the world is moving towards. You want to partner with and you want to purchase products that are trying to improve and not negatively impact the world. And yeah, that's really what Kingspan is trying to do. So on top of the just general efficiency of the product and on top of the performance of the product, you have all of these positive impacts that not only our division of Kingspan is trying to do, but the whole group of Kingspan is trying to do. So I think it's sort of two-sided. In terms of the products, you have what you need, and they are really great rated in terms, again, of performance. But then you go a step further, and you understand that the impact that you can have by choosing something like Kingspan. I would say Kingspan, I'm biased, but the impact that you can also have is a choice.
Right, right. So does it come in different textures and colors, and you know, how does it, in terms of an aesthetic selection, how does it compare to other products that would end up on a building like that?
So I can't fully talk about that just because I don't come from a construction background, so I don't understand the specs and things like that.
Yeah, no, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Let's stick to the sustainability plan. Talk about what that is. Why did Kingspan create this? So it sounds like it's a program. So explain what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Yeah, so it's called Planet Passionate, and it's a 10-year program in which we basically have decided to put very ambitious goals upon ourselves in the areas of energy, carbon, water, and circularity. And there's a couple of reasons for that, but the main one is we understand the impact that we have and the responsibility that we have as a company to lead by example, but also to manage the impact that we're actually having. So we chose energy, carbon, circularity because they're very material to the business. We consume a lot of energy because we're a manufacturer. The waste is a byproduct of production, and then carbon is also a byproduct of production in some cases. Water is not all that material for us. We do not use that much water, but it's something that we understand is going to be very scarce in the future, and therefore we want to have an impact on it as well. So we have hefty goals. We, for example, we're talking about embodied carbon. We're trying to get 60% direct renewable energy by 2030. We're trying to get solar PV into all of our sites. So that's only for energy. But then we're also trying to become and will become net zero manufacturers by 2030, which is for carbon. And it's an intense goal. All of these are very intense goals, but they feed off each other and they sort of move us forward. It's with Kingspan, it's a company that I think you don't necessarily believe it to be true in the sense that it's a unicorn, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those companies that say that they want to talk and work and do everything that they can on sustainability, but they also do it even when it's not necessarily what makes the most financial sense. And I think it doesn't make the most financial sense, but it is the responsible thing to do. And it is what moves the world forward, I guess, in the direction that we want to be part of. And I think that speaks volumes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Is there any information that architects can, online maybe, to learn more about what you're doing?
Yeah, so there's it's called a white paper for just comparing different wall systems. And so it compares the quad core to two different wall systems. And so you can see sort of the impact that each of these systems have. And it compares it it wasn't done necessarily by Kingspan, so it's a third party. It's very neutral.
Yeah.
And the goal really is for architects to understand, well, anyone who wants to read the white paper, to understand what impact their choices have and how that translates to, you know, impact on the environment. So embodied carbon or the impact that it has in terms of specific global warming potential, you know?
Yeah. All right. What else do you want to share before we wrap things up?
Well, I mean, I would just say it's incredibly important that more manufacturers continue moving this way. Unfortunately, we're not in an incredibly populated road down to sustainability, yeah. And we would like to be. That's the goal. We want to be able to compete on, you know, not only the grounds of performance, but also of sustainability and how we impact the environment. I think we need to start really thinking about the ways in which our decisions have that impact and if we're okay with the impact that we're currently having. And if we're not, just knowing that many people are moving forward in that direction and we want more people to join.
Yeah.
So
that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Kingspan has made a decision to make a difference.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it whether the rest of the industry moves in that direction or not. And they're hoping that they will be a leader so others will come and follow and do similar things and be inspired by what Kingspan is doing.
Yeah. And it's honestly, like, for me, working at Kingspan, like, it's on a personal level, I can tell you that it's incredibly inspiring because it, again, it's like a unicorn. It's a company that is investing in sustainability. And it's from the top down, it's in all the levels. And that matters, you know, that forming that sort of culture of sustainability and of care, because really we also have that social part of it. So forming that type of culture as an employee, it makes you proud to work for them, you know?
Yeah.
And I would hope that our clients also feel proud when they choose us. Not only because of the performance. I'm very happy about the performance, but there's so much more to Kingspan as well.
Yeah, very interesting. I appreciate you coming by and sharing the story about Kingspan. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead, click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAD, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAD.com. Go check them out, ARCAD.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GableMedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. Send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast@entrearchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.